It's got a death curse.
Don't all of you be like me. And then who will help you up in the sewer?
Just like having a wart removed.
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Doomed us all, churchman.
This is a movie that does not care, that does more than not care about its characters. It seems to outright despise them.
You know what? If you're gonna fucking cut somebody in half with a window, I'm interested. You're gonna have somebody's head in a microwave that explodes in the first 5 minutes of a film? You've got my attention.
He protects his mistress, who dominates him. He guards her, protects her cruelties, her leavings.
What does God need with a spaceship? What does a witch need with a microwave?
There have been many houses on this foundation. All of them and their tenants have come to bad ends.
So right. Half the people in this movie, or not most, are killed when Swamp Thing grabs them by the scalp and then pulls them off camera.
Everybody is.
Yep.
You have been found guilty of heinous crimes against God and man.
You have no authority to pass judgment on me!
Be silent!
There are scenes that are really, really, that I thought were really well done.
Yeah.
Nothing adds together. Nothing.
No.
Leahy! Sturgis! Come on, you gotta get out of here!
She's straight
you
up.
You definitely have a fucking evil witch on your hands, yeah. And you didn't dispose of her correctly, and for that, you're fucking cursed. I've seen this movie twice in 3 weeks. Okay?
Oh.
I've thrown myself on this grenade twice. For your benefit.
I am the daughter of Satan. He is my lord and salvation. He will protect me. He will bring you all to death.
Greetings, Horror 101 listeners, and welcome to episode 102. After that prelude to terror, I think you have an idea of what's in store for you this time around. Continuing with our haunted theme for this year, we're spotlighting a movie that was on the UK's video nasty list in the 80s. This is an obscure film. It's quite possible you may have never heard of it before. So much the better. This is not quality, my friends. I am springing an early 80s cheese fest on my crew for this show, so get out your friggin' crackers and join us as we give the Horror 101 treatment to James W. Robertson's Superstition from the most foul year of our Lord, 1982. Welcome to this impromptu Monday night recording session.
I don't
for
think
Horror
you understand what that word means.
You know what? I'll use it anyway. How is everybody? Anything new?
Yeah, well, the definition of impromptu is new.
Yeah. Yesterday, my son turned 3.
Yes, I saw that post. Congratulations.
Ridiculous. What the fuck is happening with
you? Now have a toddler.
Oh,
yes.
I've had one for.
Yep, toddler.
Yeah.
To see you guys stopped at Tim Hortons.
Yes, we needed to get a coffee.
Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Fuckers.
Hey, last time I called, I offered you tea.
I think I said that loud enough.
Give him 1-4. Give him 1-4.
I offered you tea last time I
came.
That was 2 weeks ago.
No, it was a little within the last week.
You have incensed the nude.
Oh, I only.
Paul asked to stop for coffee to pick stuff up.
It is technically my fault. I apologize. Sorry.
I'll remember that. That's fine.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Who brought you ghost pepper cheese?
Nude. Nude.
Who made snacks up there?
Nude. You're gonna have to wrap up the wontons.
Yep.
Wrap up the wontons. Yeah, put them in the fridge.
I will not indulge. I apologize.
Wrap them up.
Well, they're clearly not for us.
So,
And good thing this happened. Saturday night, Jeff Scott was over. We were playing darts. Had a few too much to drink. So I'm like, I know, you know what? Let's watch a movie. It's late. It's like 1 o'clock. So I go, and he's like, well, I want something warish. I'm like, well, we've watched all the war movies. He's like, I want a psychological thriller. So I'm like, okay, well, I mean, we're going through the list. And I'm like, well, you got Fincher's Seven. He's like, never seen it. I'm Seven? Like, what?
Whoa.
He's like, never seen Seven. I'm like, sit the fuck down. We're going to watch this movie. So we start it. We get through, like, 60 seconds of it, this machine just powers off, gone, it's dead. I'm like, what the this one, the one that we do this show on, powers off. So I'm like, oh fuck. So I turn the machine on, it doesn't boot correctly, it's not posting. So I gotta control, delete it, unplug the power, power back in, it boots up, Windows up, I'm like, okay, start the movie again, 2 minutes into it, does the same fucking thing. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh shit. So I open up the case and I'm listening, and my ears are good. I can hear an angel fart, and I can hear this whining. There's this high-pitched whine that seems to be going up and down. Like, as I'm telling the computer to do shit, while it was on, it was like, wee, wee, wee. I can hear it. I got my head so far in that case that the CPU fan was clipping at my fucking hair because I got my head right in the case, right? So I figured out, and I had nude the next day. I'm like, where's that noise coming from? We both agreed it was coming from the power supply at the bottom of the case. So I'm like, I'm taking that motherfucker out. Fortunately, I had a machine upstairs that I wasn't using. Took the power supply out of that, threw it in here. Wine is gone. This thing's been running perfectly. So I'm so glad that I went to fucking watch a movie on Saturday night, because had I not, we'd be figuring this out now. It would have jeopardized the entire recording for this session.
And I'm sure you would have.
As soon as I heard the wine, I would have told you to switch out the power supply.
Well, and I knew it was coming from that. And it like it's going up and down, right? That wine, coil wine, they call it?
Yep.
So I'm like, yeah, there's something. So
it's probably a blown capacitor or something like that.
Whatever it was, as soon as you gave it anything that was more than idle, it lasted 2 minutes and it was out. I'm like, it has to be the power supply. Has to be. Fortunately, we had another 550 to throw in there. High five, noob.
So what are we watching this evening?
We're watching a movie that probably no... Well, I asked Nude to watch this a couple weeks ago because I wanted her opinion.
Is it better than House?
House 2, the second story.
Say nothing, Nude! Say nothing! It is a horror. It's not a horror comedy, but it is by all means not a good film. This is kind of like a early 80s guilty pleasure of mine. I've seen it a few times. Oh. It is flawed. It's not very boring, but it is a haunted house film.
That's the best. You should put that on the box. Not very boring.
That's my tagline.
Your review of the last season of Buffy was sort of okay.
It was almost good.
And it gives us an opportunity to spotlight a film that not a lot of people have seen, yourself included. So this may be one of those riff track movies. Absolutely.
That's what I need. Give me.
Oh yeah, you'll definitely be giggling at this film. But this film has something for everything. It's got a little bit of gore, it's got a little bit of suspense, it's got horrible characters, it's got history. All
right.
It's got I don't really want to disclose that much, but it is a haunted house film. Nude, you would agree. What was your, without giving anything away, what was your initial reaction?
Yeah, it's a haunted house film.
It's called Superstition.
Superstition.
1982.
Does it at least involve the Stevie Wonder classic?
No.
Damn it.
There is no Stevie Wonder music in this film. But it's got it's
strike
got the doomsayer. What do we call them?
Harbinger of Doom.
Harbinger of Doom, kind of like ushering you into what's happening and all that.
Is there a telling of the tale?
No, well, yeah, there is, actually. Yeah there is a telling of the tale.
It's got a horror film structure, then.
And there's an element to this film that I think is refreshing, which we'll discuss afterwards.
I'm not going to read the plot, but I am going to say that it, on Wikipedia, says that it was hit with a video nasty in the UK.
There, like I said, there's some gore in it. There is some nastiness in it, but it is definitely a haunted film. We're going to add to the repertoire this year. What do you think, fans? High five. I hope you don't score it too badly. I don't expect eights.
Oh, you're putting qualifiers on this. This is fucked already.
I'm expecting fives across the board. If I get fives across the board, I will have met my expectations, and hopefully you guys
really shouldn't have said that.
Enjoy the show. Okay, we'll see how it goes.
Threes.
I will always enjoy the company. I make no promises about enjoying the movie.
I will give it an honest account.
Yes, absolutely.
He says it looks like a Bond villain as he's stroking
his beard. Yes, I will give this a fair shot. he's already tying this fucking movie to the train tracks with his top hat on, man.
All those stories about murders and ghosts. Haunted, they say. I'm scared.
Two kids were killed out there. One kid was gutted and slashed to death. The other microwave.
There was a warning.
There are many houses on this foundation. All of them and their tenants come to bad ends.
And only one man listened.
Well, when did this violence begin?
There was a legend.
We want justice!
And only one man believed.
Am I too late? Has it already started?
There is a superstition, and will anyone survive? Superstition. The victims who died were the lucky ones. Superstition.
Yes!
I know this is now firmly in everybody's top 10 horror movies of all time!
Absolutely.
Let's go back to the beginning. We've got sexual date rapist in his car. Apparently this old-ass house, last house on the left here, is a makeout spot.
Freaky. All those stories about murders and ghosts. It's haunted, they say.
It's a trip, huh?
I'm scared. I mean about the house.
Nobody'll interrupt us. That's all it means. And you're with me. See?
I couldn't help myself. I was adding sound effects during the makeout scene.
Oh, he was trying to suck her face, like, right off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, face-hugger sounds.
You said you loved me. Didn't you say you loved me? Put out, ho.
Of course the name was Chad.
Chad, why did we have to make out in this horrible spot? That is so 80s. Mm-hmm. That is so fucking 80s. This whole movie is 80s.
There's something wrong with this place.
And they get the shit scared out of them by, like, a dollar store fucking puppet that comes out of the tree. That was enough to
cover why was there a guy in the house for that
was
prank
like
to work?
The lookout?
They threw the dummy.
Oh, was it like a
it wasn't really
swing
well
or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it just seemed to pop out of nowhere, and then there was a guy in the house.
They just needed a reason to have somebody up at the top floor of the house and somebody outside of the house so that they could meet each other and die. Where are you going, Paul B?
To tinkle. Is that okay with you?
Yes, please pee.
Hey, Artie! That's the best one I ever dreamed up!
Well, even like the guy who set up the prank was like, that was my best one yet! I'm like, that's the best you got. Dear God, what else have you done?
It scared the shit out of those lovebirds.
I like when, near the beginning, when he had come up, or so he was coming down, you know, trying to leave the house and thought he heard something, the door shutting, you always expect a slam, and it was so quiet.
It was silent.
Yeah, so and that caught my eye, and I think, because you're always used to seeing something that's slams, and he'd be like freaked out and stuff, but it was a nice touch.
So a guy gets microwaved. We don't see what happened. The best was when his buddy comes in and he's walking through the kitchen, completely misses that there's a decapitated body
sitting on a chair
there. We didn't even know it was there until he saw. Microwave comes on, this light comes on. Is that, what the fuck is in there? Yes, that's your buddy's head. And it goes boom, his buddy's head explodes. So he's like, he falls backwards in surprise, and he falls into his decapitated buddy who's sitting on the chair, knocks the body over, and then takes off. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? and then watching the window. The guy's trying to get out through a window. Window cuts him in half.
A ghostly
specter cuts the motherfucker in half with a window.
That was a good death, though.
That was a great hook.
We will never see another death that good again. That movie hit a high mark 15 minutes in.
That was a good hook. Because it was nice and graphic.
Yeah.
You know? That was done well.
Yeah. If
everything in this film, I was not expecting it to commit that far.
I was expecting, like, you know, the flailing and, like, blood going down the thing. But then suddenly you see the legs fall and then this, like, the torso and the thud when it hit the ground. And,
And he's grasping for the grass.
The best editing and acting in the entire fucking movie comprised 45 seconds of it.
The torso that fell was proportioned correctly.
I was going to say, it looked good.
The legs kind of on the floor, just kind of kicking on themselves, reminded me kind of Evil Dead after he took care of...
Cheryl.
No. After he axed up Shelley.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The way she twitched in her corduroy pants... reminded me very much of the Evil Dead. And then him out...
That's obviously a half-buried actor, right? But the blood and the gore on the surface, Sarah sold it.
And the way that
the editing sold that.
The way that the life just kind of ebbs out of him.
He's grasping for all the grass.
Yeah.
Holding tufts of grass.
You know what? If you're going to fucking cut somebody in half with a window, I'm interested. You're going to have somebody's head in a microwave that explodes in the first 5 minutes of a film? You've got my attention.
Inspector, is there something we can do for you?
The house on Mill Road. The Sharrock place. County recorder listed as church property. Now, you had 120 days after the hearing to take some action. You haven't done it. Now your time is running out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Two kids were killed out there. One kid was gutted and slashed to death. The other microwaved.
Wait a minute, what?
The place is like a county dump. It's just full of trash.
This place is a fucking detriment. You got to take action. It's church property, of course, right? It's church property. The cops are telling it, you got to do something about this property. People keep dying at this joint. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, people keep dying at this joint.
That's only part of it. You also have standing water on the property. Black Pond. Kids like the skinny dip there at midnight, and sometimes they drown.
Inspector, the property is posted against trespassing.
It really doesn't matter. It's a makeout place. It always has been. History is against it. The place has been trouble all along. If you don't take any action, the county is going to have to do it. And if the county does, you know what that means? Demolition.
And that the old priest there was Stacy Keach's dad.
Yeah.
That was Stacy Keach Sr.
The property was left to the church ages ago with the provision that Sherrick descendants would have a place to live in perpetuity.
They're not really caretakers. They just live here.
Vera's the last of the line, or at least her son Arlen is.
What about the violent history this place is supposed to have had?
Well, I've been hoping to tell you about that after you'd settled in. There have been many houses on this foundation. All of them and their tenants have come to bad ends.
You mean like those kids Sturgis spoke of?
Yes.
We're never given any reasons why things happen this way. Why they have to rent this house out. Why is it so bad if the county were to bulldoze it down?
They have to rent the house because the property where they're moving to is not ready, so they're staying there in the interim.
Your son has never had any professional help?
He is well enough when people stay away from him and stay away from here.
Yes, well, you see, that's the point. People are coming here. One of our ministers and his family are going to live here. Now, the Reverend Leahy has problems of his own to deal with. I wouldn't want your son to become another one. Will you please speak to him?
He is already lost to me. It took my husband, too. He will try to help her, protect her, and protect you, too, until she no longer needs him.
Who?
You'll see. Moon is rising.
So the mute was lost to the house because he had to protect the mistress, but also to protect the people from her. What was all the vague crap for that old woman? I just wanted to grab her. It's like, just makes sense, you fucking woman. For God's sake, say one coherent thing.
Who are you?
I don't understand any of this.
That's fairly obvious, isn't it? Hollis have followed Arlen in here. Arlen came out alone. We found him hiding in the brush by the house this morning.
I mean, are you sure about him?
When we haul Hollister out of here, I'm going to make sure this moron is put away for good.
Well, whatever happens, this pond is a detriment to the property. I'm going to have that thing drained.
Okay, so this detective, right? He was there because...
Reasons?
Random reasons.
No,
and he immediately hated the fucking...
Because the two kids were killed.
Yeah, he's a commissioner. Yeah. And that's what, because it was owned by the church. Yeah. So they came to investigate.
Then they found the severed hand in the lake, and they time-lapsed 2 weeks later, and he's still just hanging around the house. He's just there all the time.
Still not as bad as the fucking cop from the remake of Child's Play that lives in the fucking building.
So has there been any news about Arlen?
Inspector Sturgis says no. 2 weeks, nothing, not a trace.
What about the drainage project?
Not good, I'm afraid.
The pumps are constantly being fouled with silt and debris.
Was this in the pond? I wonder how it got there. David, I think the time has come that we should bless the house. Try to cleanse it somewhat with the deeds that have been committed.
One of the best deaths was the priest getting the fucking saw blade.
Out of nowhere.
But Nick and I both laughed at it because it was so
That's
fucking
That's not
stupid.
How physics works.
Love it.
How did it continue to spin?
I know,
it
was just like, was it me or was it going faster?
It was going further. It was going faster than further than the back of the chair.
Possessed.
Possessed saw blade, man.
Idea.
Yeah, Newt's on the level. Yeah, haunted house.
You guys are forgetting the scene. That's what it was.
Well, you think that shit would have happened if the witch wasn't haunting this fucking place?
There are scenes that are really, really, that I thought were really well done.
Yeah.
Nothing adds together. Nothing.
No.
It's just one scene is good, and then there's 9 hours of padding, and then another scene is good, another nine
Nothing
hours
Nothing makes
of padding.
Any sense.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Hey, everybody! Hey! We got our own swimming pool! We got our own pool!
And by pool, we mean black pond.
A fucking, pond in the backyard is a pool. So that kid's an idiot. He deserved to die anyway. Thank you. 13, you should know what a fucking pool is.
I'm sure Brian
Justin
will agree with that.
Go drink some. It's tasty.
The blonde daughter's going for a swim, starts screaming. It's like, oh my god, they pull her out. She's got a disembodied hand attached to her leg. I thought, I like that. That was a nice touch. Like, what the fuck, man? Can you imagine that? They're even... Oh, well, she'll have a few nightmares and she'll be fine. And even Dad, who's the drunkard, like, are you fucking kidding me? She'll be fine? She'll never forget this in her life. And then she has that dream because Mary's in her room. And she sees the past. She sees the future. She sees everything.
Well, hold on. I'll put a break on that.
Yeah.
She sees the past.
And the future.
Oh, yeah, well, she sees what's happened that we've seen. Right, she sees the guy getting hung in the elevator shaft.
Yes.
She sees these nails coming through the floor, which we never see in the film otherwise.
Well, it's referenced.
It's referenced because the older sister gets the...
One. You see at least six in her fucking dream.
And
when the cop was describing to...
Yeah,
the
family man. They got nailed through the floor, through the attic floor.
Through the attic floor.
Yeah. Fair enough.
The daughter or the mother of the
And she
family.
Sees the witch burning
yeah.
in the pond.
Right.
Which is something to come.
But, okay, so there are three deaths that the cop references, right?
Yeah.
The family being nailed, the girl being nailed to the
floor.
One was hung, so that's the elevator.
Torn apart.
Which we don't see.
And one was nailed to the floor
again,
in the
attic. Again, which we
don't see. I think that's when she's watching all the...
Spikes go through
the spikes going through the ceiling with the blood. That's what she's seeing that.
You're right, it's the only inconsistency.
Yes. It's the only one, absolutely. It's a 9.5 now.
You're just
absolutely.
Being way too picky about this.
Well, can you give me a history on this place?
You came of your own free will. You must leave the same way.
Do you know where your son is?
He is in a secret place. His father knew. And his father, and his. He protects his mistress who dominates him.
His mistress?
He guards her, protects her cruelties, her leavings. He guards you against her.
She's crazy. You're wasting your time.
You're a stupid man.
Well, when did this violence begin?
Summer of 1692.
1692? You're talking almost 300 years ago.
You are clever.
Yes, but our church doesn't have any records that go back that far.
Check the archives of St. Luke's, the Roman Church.
She was the least effective harbinger because I think deep down she wanted people to go in the house because she had front row seats to watch all the gory
happenings. That's what I thought. She was pushing for the whole thing to happen.
She was a horrible opinion. Mrs. Kravitz about the whole thing.
Yeah, she was just watching through her window the whole time saying, oh, somebody's going to get it now.
I think, again, I'm different. I don't know what it is. I'm differing about your opinions. I think she was, and I disagree with you as well, is that she was probably has been given such a hard time because of this old bag caretaker and whatever. She basically doesn't want to help anybody because she's been treated. I get the impression she's been treated poorly all these years. So why should she lift a finger to help these people?
And she's got this plot armor where she lives on the fucking grounds and is never taken out by this witch.
Because she keeps to herself. She
doesn't go to the house.
Yeah. She's never. They say they've invited her. She won't come.
And child endangerment. Brian Stewart.
Brian's questioning the haunted house thing, though. I can see his eyes.
He didn't die very well. I wanted like a blob death. That kid died. That was the best child death I've ever seen on film.
No,
was the blob.
Best child death ever is Halloween 3.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I get at least a 5 from Brian Stewart. He promised because he's like, if this kid bites it, I'm giving you a 5. So
Brian,
I got a 5.
If you give this movie a 5, I'm taking back any sort of respect I have for you for film. Any.
Come on. House had to be worse than this movie, right? Had to be worse.
Yeah, but that's comparing, like, do I want to be hung or do I want to be beheaded?
Any luck? No. Have you looked everywhere in the house?
I didn't go through the basement. I called down. If you'd have been down there, you'd have come up.
The basement?
This kid goes missing, and they're in the house having lunch or whatever the fuck, and everyone else is, like, touring the grounds while they sit there on the main floor, and the father's like, well, there's the basement. You know, come to think of it, where my son was earlier and exploring, but doesn't think to check the basement all this time.
I called down for him. He would have answered if he was down there.
Because it was dark and scary, and I didn't want to go down there.
Something doesn't add up. This room should be bigger. Steel. Face off from here to that far wall. I want an accurate measurement.
Yes, sir.
What for? What good is that? If you want to stay here, then you keep quiet or I'll go upstairs.
All right.
He's looking for his son, right? His only son. The cop's like, no, shut up. Okay, he's going to shut up. He's not going to go. He's not going to be looking around with the cop. No, you be quiet. Go upstairs. Okay, I'm going to go back upstairs. Like, you're looking for your kid. Sure, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to... Yeah, okay, I'll listen to the cop.
I think this room should be bigger and it's not. Okay, pace off.
They found the kid's blood on the floor. Let's count the steps of the room.
That's my honorable mention. It's like, I want you to pace this out and be accurate. Just like the look on the guy's face, like, how, what? Like, just kind of like just walk away like, okay.
I want an accurate measurement of this room with your feet.
With your feet.
That pace it out, plus but or be minus accurate. And it's like, how the, what?
May have doomed us all, church man.
What? What did you say?
You took that from the pond.
That's right, yeah.
A compassionate priest would not purify her with fire. The ritual was not completed. As long as that was in the pond, she could only move about at night. Now she can return in the early hours of the dawn. Unless you repeat the ritual with fire.
She had the entire story. She knew all about the witch. She knew all about the witch dying in 1692. She knew that a progressive priest did not deal with her corpse correct. She knew that she's been haunting and killing people for centuries, but she's just throwing little tidbits of information. It's like, why don't you fucking do something about this since you have the entire history, you fucking useless twat.
A trial and sentence conducted and carried out by my parishioners of St. Luke's Diocese, 7th of July, in the most holy year of our Lord, 1692.
One of the things I like about this film is you're constantly given these films, particularly horror films, where it's like, ooh, Salem witch trials, where, you know, people are cursed for putting people to death. that were just regular people, right? Oh, Salem witch trials, you know, like you burned innocent people and now you're cursed for it. I like this. This is refreshing, where it was like, this bitch was fucking evil. Like, this was an actual evil fucking witch who had Satan's power and she's reveling in it.
Sherrick, you have been found guilty of heinous crimes against God and man. You have visited torture and done murder to this innocent child within sight of her sister.
You have no authority to pass judgment on me!
Be silent! Unless you mean to repudiate your service to unholy forces of hell.
I am the daughter of Satan. He is my lord and salvation.
He will protect me. He will bring you all to death.
I like the whole reenactment of what happened to Alondra Sherrick. The priest's like, you know what? You're fucking horrible. You're like, you killed this girl. And I can't bring myself to burn you, so we're going to drown you. And her basically telling him to fuck off. You know, like, you've got no authority. My master is Satan, and you're all gonna fucking die. That's the end of it.
We have not the proper machinery here to force a cleansing of this twisted soul. Nor can I bring myself to burn alive even one so vile as this. Let the sentence then be drowning.
I like when it says take her out, and they're all hesitant.
Yeah.
This, like, thrashing evil thing on a bed. You guys, carry her out, please.
Just be fine, I'll do it myself. You see him drag this log, but it's face down.
Anyone present here is doomed! Any living thing within the sound of my voice!
Anybody here who can hear my voice, you're all fucking doomed. I like that part where, like, you're dealing with an actual evil witch.
The curse of the hag.
But then they said the curse of the hag.
You will suffer. You will praise your false son. He cannot protect you. You and all your generations will damn your birth. Anyone who ventures near this place.
Did you like the bladder effect? That 1982 bladder effect.
Oh, absolutely.
On the witch there?
She straight
you
up.
You definitely have a fucking evil witch on your hands, yeah. And you didn't dispose of her correctly, and for that, you're fucking cursed.
Thank God, forgive us all! And for this action you forced upon us!
I will not die!
You do not have the power to destroy me! Hunter Oak!
Oh my God, that reminds me of the worst night shot I've ever seen. Oh, the church is burning. They had this vague orange blob in a night shot. I'm like, what? What is that? It's the church. It's on fire. I'll take your word for it. So right. Half the people in this movie, or not most, are killed when Swamp Thing grabs them by the scalp and then pulls them off camera.
Everybody is.
Yep.
That's every death in the movie except for the microwave.
And you don't even get to see what it looks like. You see a fucking arm that looks like a goddamn, like, Hulk Hogan's fucking arm. It's like this big muscular thing with long talons, and that's all you see.
Why is it Swamp Thing if it's a witch?
Melinda, where are you going?
George, something has gone wrong. I have to know.
Told us he'd come up and tell us.
I can't wait any longer. George, I don't want to go down there alone. I'm going.
It's Reverend Leahy.
Yeah.
The washout.
Fine man, specimen of a man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Reverend Leahy is the most prominent testosterone-filled man in any horror film.
Oh, absolutely. He's just straight up, like, that manly man.
You took those words from me. I just said that during the movie.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if I was ever in dire straits in a horror movie, I want Reverend Leahy there to help me deal with the situation.
Who turns to booze more than he will lacrosse? I will say this, when the mom's trapped in the kitchen, that was a great shot. Watching the cellar door get ripped to shreds with the lighting behind it, that looked good. And it did, but it looked good.
And not just that, like Brian's asking for child endangerment, he gets it, and then the ghost
uses... But it wasn't satisfying child endangerment.
The ghost uses the child's body to torment her before it kills her.
But she doesn't even check for a pulse. It was, the kid was hanging by his heels. It looked like he was almost pulling a trick.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought he was going to be like, ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Kind of the same problem I had with this was the same problem I had with House.
It sucked?
Well, that too. But even for a haunted house movie, there's no fucking rules. Even The Haunting, the one we just did, it's just like, so what can it do this time? I don't know. It can magically appear anywhere in the house and have, like, you know, Creature from the Black Lagoon glove hand, and it always has to drag people out of scene by their faces.
Yes, yes.
That's the only rule in this fucking movie.
Mom gets manhandled fairly decently in that kitchen. I'll give it that.
But again, it's only again with the one arm.
With the one arm, thing. Yeah. But I like watching her fly from one end of the room to the other. It's almost comical. I'm like,
it's got a great Greatest American Hero vibe.
I honestly thought they threw her into the sink.
It looked like she fell into, like, the sink.
That's what I thought.
She fell behind the island that the sink was on. Okay. That's why.
All the time, every time you see that, I just know. My mind just turns to the fact that there's a grip standing off camera with a fucking fake arm on a pole. That's all it is.
But what a grip.
That's its charm. Yeah. That's its charm.
It's not a charm after the 10,000th time.
Just saw this here. It's a critic's review. It's called Be an Ass About Movies, and it says here it wasn't released until 1985 in the U.S. That's probably why when people bring up great 80s horror, this is a film that rarely enters the conversation. That's changing thanks to Shout Factory finally bringing this odd film out on Blu-ray.
Yes, and a good transfer.
Yeah, filmed under the title The Witch, is all about murder, violence, slasher-like murders filled with brutal amounts of blood, spray, and gore. This is a movie that does not care, that does more than not care about its characters. It seems to outright despise them.
Wait a minute, where's Cheryl?
I'll go back!
But Cheryl! No, wait a minute.
Let me come on!
Contact front and get the hell out of here fast!
All I can say is somebody needs to contact a video game developer and have that fucking cross put in as a secret weapon.
Oh yeah! Boom!
Oh, the fucking exploding door?
Because every other one is just like touching it to the door and it opens. This time he just arbitrarily decides, fuck it, I'm just gonna give it a little tap.
Justin?
I've just been, like, walking through the house, just hitting everything to see what happens.
We have time for this. Maybe if I put it in the fridge, it'll make me dinner.
Reverend Leahy, since you're so useless, here, catch. Boom.
Oh, father, he's not going to have any reaction to his son being gone missing. Catch.
Oof. The dad is just sitting there on the stairs, lost in his own thoughts, and it's like, da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da You called it the visitor.
The visitor.
It's like the graves outside the window. What the hell is that outside the window?
That whole last 15 minutes is just hilarious.
So now he's trying to unbarricade himself to get the fuck out of that room. He's like, oh my god.
And then
the mirror explodes. If you look in that scene, this is an error.
The whole scene is an error. Yeah.
If you look, he's looking in the mirror. You can see the cameraman behind him, right before the mirror.
For a split second, I thought it was like, "Oh my god, it's right behind you!"
See the cameraman in the mirror behind him.
Well, you know it's not gonna be that because you never actually see the fucking creature.
George!
Oh no!
You know what? I love the anarchy of the end. I love the anarchy of the end, and you know what? Nobody fucking survives. It's like Sleepaway Camp 2. Nobody survives this motherfucking movie.
No one survives because the heroes of the movie are utterly incompetent in everything they do.
Yeah, he performs the ritual with fire.
That does nothing.
The only thing
he stabs
a little girl with a
cross. Why is she a little girl again? What does that have to do with anything?
There are no fucking rules.
The only thing I can suggest is right near the end, he broke that cross.
He did. The end. The bottom fell off.
The bottom of the cross was that cross was severed. So the icon that was holding her fast was busted. It seemed to repel her when he's at the bottom of the stairs and she's like,
"But then, how did it work in stabbing her in the chest?"
Apparently, it did because he still dragged her.
Okay, reference what Nick said about 5 minutes ago. There are no fucking rules. We don't know. I'm not saying it's a fucking 10 or even a 9. I'm not scoring it yet. But I enjoy this film. This is 80s cheese.
Oh, it is cheese.
And I love cheese. Some 80s cheese.
But this isn't good cheese. This is that weird maggoty cheese from Italy.
It's not horrible. This is an early 80s hidden gem? Hidden gem? Nude?
It's fun cheese. I will.
No! Oh, it's definitely fun.
It's cheese.
Look at all the things. You can poke fun at the fucking old man.
This is the kind of
Mr. Leahy that needs a drink the entire fucking movie.
I did not hate this movie. I liked it.
See, Nude? I showed Nude this film. If she absolutely hated it, I might have given it a pass, but she was basically, I didn't hate it. I'm like, good, we're doing it. That was basically it right there.
That's our metric now.
Blame Helen.
Yeah. So throw me under the bus right now. So yeah.
But also apparently the bar is I didn't hate it.
Yes, exactly. Nude was my test subject. I'm like, here, watch this movie, Pants. What do you think about this? And she was like, I didn't hate it. It was all right. I'm like, we're doing it. Could you stomach watching it again soon? Yeah, okay, we're doing it.
So this is where Horror 101 is gone. To we're watching movies that are okay.
Hold on a second. This movie is obscure. I think our listeners will love this one because they're gonna love, super what? What the fuck is this? I never even heard of this before. And then they're gonna listen to us fucking absolutely shred the shit out of it. And then they're gonna be like, we've gotta watch this film. We have to watch this film. If anybody is still getting a royalty check from Superstition 1982.
We should be at this point.
They will probably thank us for this particular.
There's a bunch
podcast.
Of people are going to get really confused when they get those royalty checks for a fucking quarter.
They'll be like, "What the fuck? I made a buck and a quarter this month. I haven't seen any money from this movie since 1989."
This would definitely
89. I think you're being really generous.
You know what? 1982. If this was 1982, you guys would have loved the shit out of it.
The fuck, I would have.
Yes, you would. You would have been like, "Oh, this is so great.
The fuck,
this is better than Phantasm." That's what you would.
I hate Phantasm anyway, so that's why you would have said it.
Phantasm 5, yes. This is better than Phantasm 5.
Thank you.
So is that what we're doing now? We're basically describing the movies that are worse than this?
Yes.
Was the film not fun? I mean,
I had fun.
80s made.
I had fun watching everybody die.
This is a cheesy mystery science theater level film. This is the kind of movie, if I saw in theaters, we'd be throwing popcorn at the screen and yelling at the screen, and it would be that kind of fun.
Okay, here comes my favorite part.
Brace yourself.
We'll go in counterclockwise fashion. Nude, score this film, please.
I am actually going to give it a 5.5.
5.5? Mm-hmm. Okay, expand.
All the death scenes were great. I mean, except for the ones that we didn't see, obviously, but all of the death scenes were done well. The gore was fantastic. It was a fun movie. Like I said, I watched it, and I was really honest when we watched it. Bless you.
Thank you.
When we watched it the first time, and I said, yeah, it's not bad, you know, absolutely much better than House. Like, House was just stupid.
Oh! Yeah. What did you score House?
3.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is 5.5?
Yes.
This horrible movie from 1982 that nobody's ever fucking seen.
I don't think it's horrible. I think it's fun. I thought it was okay. I, like I said, I did, my exact words were I did not hate it.
I appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, but I mean, you had no influence on it. I would be honest with you. Obviously, you're really pissed that I scored House so low, so that's nothing to do with it.
You know what? As long as you're, you know, as long as you're truthful, that's all I care about.
I loved all the death scenes. They were all done well. The gore was great. I mean, acting obviously leaves a lot to be desired, but that's 82. What are you going to get, right? So.
Action! All the deaths were good except for those where it was just a black hand coming down on somebody's fucking head, dragging them off screen.
I'm not talking about them being pulled away. I'm talking the actual deaths.
Yes, you know, on screen.
On screen deaths.
Why does she watch us? What is she waiting for?
How the hell do I know? Maybe she's waiting for history to repeat itself.
Paul B, score it.
Generously, 2.
No, come on now.
I swear to Christ.
That is such bullshit.
It is not bullshit.
You cannot hate this film that much.
I do. Honestly, I will give it 2 for, like I keep saying, there are moments that had the potential of being really good, and then they're either immediately preceded by or followed by complete and total stupidity, wasting of everything that's just come before the scene that I was referring to. Nothing ties together. The acting is awful. The set pieces are lame. Like you keep saying, it's a fucking claw off screen pulling somebody in.
Yes.
The movie is incredibly padded. Things are set up and then completely dropped. It's just not a good film. Not a good film. The thing I can say about this is I'm more frustrated by the fact that there was a lot of potential that they, even with a limited budget, they tried. And they did absolutely fuck all with. So that's, as your parents used to say, I'm not upset, I'm disappointed.
You have a 20th century mind. You may soon regret it.
Nick, score it, please. Come on, Snark.
Oh, he's doing the Bond stroking of the goatee.
Come on.
So you were hoping for a 5.
What do you give it?
I am not going to give it a 5.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give it a 4.
4, okay.
Yeah. 4, basically because I'm giving like a point for every decent kill in it, and the unintentional humor.
Which there's a lot of.
If I was scoring this as a comedy, I'd probably give it a 5.
And again, it's fun. It is fun.
But not for the reasons they wanted it to be.
Yes, exactly.
Like, honestly, okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'll give it a 5 because I forgot to give it a point for that fucking cross.
Oh, the door-busting cross. Which made me
the greatest weapon in the history of cinema, second only to the Holy Hand Grenade of Antioch.
Of course, that was never sanctioned by the church.
Of course.
Brian Stewart?
Press play. Let's watch it again.
Oh, you want to watch this again?
I absolutely do.
You motherfucker!
You're a cunt.
This is a great bad movie. It's a terrible movie, but I had fun watching it.
This is a Riff Trax movie.
The Mystery Science Theater fan of me loves this because it's the kind of movie that you can jokingly watch. Even the bad parts, you can make fun of and enjoy.
I spent half this movie adding sound effects to it.
Oh, it's fantastic for that. It's a good bad movie. Not all bad movies can you have fun ripping it apart. This is a perfect movie to just, you know, make quips at, throw popcorn at the screen. It's that kind of silly, fun movie. It's terrible. It doesn't have a cohesive plot. The story's inane. Shit gets set up and goes nowhere. Half the people get killed by an arm that drags them off screen. This is like B cinema gold.
Film. And the manly George.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh, even like, Son's Lost.
Even the part where like he's ogling the daughters in the swimming pool or whatever. I'm like, well, at least he's into girls.
This is like one of the best horrible movies I've ever seen. Yeah, it's great. I'm a man of my word. Despite the fact it was a disappointing death, the kid did die when I expected him to. Actually, I thought he was going to go upstairs and get to safety. I thought, oh, they're not going to kill him.
But they'll find him later, safe and sound.
The blood drips into the milk was kind of a nice touch, but I wanted to see a little more. So it was a disappointing death, but still, he died. I will match Nick's 5.
And he came back to his corpse came back upside down to terrorize Mom.
Oh, he should have been a bloody mess. That kid should have been, or at least had his chest ripped open or something to go. It's just a splatter of paint on his face.
Budget constraints.
Yeah, they should have saved it for that kid. No,
because it's a kid. They couldn't show it.
I think that's the case. I think they didn't want to, you know, mutilate a kid.
That's sad.
I don't agree with it, but he at least died.
Because you're a heathen.
Yeah.
And proud of it.
Damn it. But you know what? If I say nay to this, then more kids will end up living through horror films, and we don't want to see that, damn it.
What I have kind to of world them. Is this?
That's what to? Kind of a world do we live in where kids, the easiest targets, get a free pass in horror? So I have to credit them for doing that, at least. The kids don't get away. And yes, and I will absolutely say that Nick is 100% right. This is the greatest holy weapon since the Holy Hand Grenade or the Ark of the Covenant. It's amazing.
Anyway, we held your caretaker's idiot son as long as we could, and then we had to let him go.
Inspector, the man is a mute.
You say he can't talk. I say he won't.
I will give it a 6. I will give this film a 6, absolutely.
High praise.
Guilty pleasure, obviously not a huge guilty pleasure of mine. The beginning hooks you. You're like, if you haven't seen this film before, the first 10 minutes is going to hook you into watching the rest of this film.
You're saying tricks wrong.
You're not going to hit the stop button on this film. This is like, this would be a perfect film for our listeners to get a bunch of people together. Maybe not too many people since we're still in COVID, but to get a few people together and just get out the popcorn and fucking the giggle box and watch this film and just laugh at it. You know, there's some good gore, there's a lot of silliness, and like, you could Evil Dead 2 this film, no problem.
Stop comparing this to good films.
Line up a whole bunch of shots, and every time somebody gets dragged away by a Swamp Thing, everyone has to do a shot.
Every time the fucking drunkard priest excuses himself from the scene, and somebody's like, I gotta go,
you gotta take a drink. Every time he fails to react to something horrible, like saying his dismembered wife or his kid goes missing, you gotta do at least
a
shot.
Or his daughter fucking hating him for no apparent reason.
Every time a black hand with claws grabs somebody by the head and drags them off the scene, you gotta take a drink. This movie would be perfect for that kind of ridiculous situation. If you want to have fun with this film, absolutely. If you want a good horror film, don't watch this one. If you want a fun movie that you can make fun of, if you're into that, watch this film. It's definitely a haunted film, though. Everybody agree?
Yes, this is
a haunted film. Good.
Fuck all of that.
Come on.
Good to know.
I've seen this movie twice in 3 weeks. Okay? Oh. I've thrown myself on this grenade twice. For your benefit.
And I still give it a fucking 2.
So noted.
She's crazy. You're wasting your time.
You're a stupid man.
Right. And you are an ugly old bag.
Dear friends, that is the conclusion of our 102nd show featuring Superstition, directed by James W. Robertson. This film was released on video in the UK, and then because it was so popular at the time, it warranted a theatrical release. It's one of the rare times that those two events were exchanged. Admittedly, this is not a film for everyone. It is undoubtedly a haunted film. As you clearly just heard, the five of us were all over the map on this one. Experiences ranged from I hated it to damn the torpedoes, let's press play and watch it again. If you have a good sense of humor and like some gore and nastiness combined with utter ridiculousness, Superstition is definitely for you. Shout Factory has preserved the film in its uncut version and given us a fantastic Blu-ray transfer of the original. If you only spend your money on quality shit, I'd say save your money. The rest of you who are gluttons for punishment, I hope you take a stab at this one. If you ever want to clear the room of unwanted company, you might want to turn this film on. Either way, we had a great time making the show. We hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, for the world famous Brian Stewart, the cult sensation Nick McPherson, the nefarious Paul B, and my wife, the lovely Nude, this is Cash Wampum saying thanks for listening and reminding you that there's a horror movie out there that's just going to scare the hell out of you, and we're going to help you find it. Right here at Horror 101, educating your fears.
He's protecting her, his mistress, collecting all this shit, his mistress. What the fuck are you talking about?
What does God need with a spaceship? What does a witch need with a microwave?